We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, January 24th. We'll be taking a look at our full weather forecast as the winter storm system moves on away from us, and we're looking at a pretty good weekend. Weather forecast is on the way. House impeachment managers spent the day yesterday focusing on abuse of power.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says House Democrats are rushing the case. He tells KSN News it's hurting their argument.
It seemed like they were always in a hurry, a reason, in my view, they don't have the witnesses and exhibits that they think are valuable to their case is because they were in a hurry to get it done.
Other Republicans say they are not learning anything new from the opening arguments. However, Democrats have been slamming them for not voting for motions to bring in additional documents and witnesses that weren't addressed earlier by the House. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita native Jim Lehrer, a long presence in TV journalism, has passed away.
Longtime PBS NewsHour anchor and co-founder Jim Lehrer has died. Lehrer passed away peacefully in his sleep, according to the network. The anchor, alongside Robert McNeil, founded the program in 1975. Lehrer served as anchor of the NewsHour for 36 years before retiring in 2011. PBS President Paula Kerger, in a statement, added, "Jim exemplified excellence in journalism, a true giant in news and public affairs. Lehrer interviewed numerous leading figures, including Margaret Thatcher and Jordan's King Abdullah. He moderated a total of 12 debates, more than any other person in U.S. history, authored 20 novels, 3 memoirs, and several plays. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Lehrer was born in Wichita in 1934, the son of parents who ran a bus line. In addition to titling his memoir, A Bus of My Own, he collected bus memorabilia, from station signs to a real 1946 Clipper bus. Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems and other aviation-related companies are experiencing layoffs following the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Mayor Brandon Whipple knows some workers are being lured to leave Wichita.
Look at the opportunities here, and we want to make sure that families are taken care of and that works. But I do know that there are some aggressive campaigns from out of state to try to take in some, which is, you know, Wichita's best assets. And that's our human capital. That's the people who work for us.
Mayor Whipple urges those out of work in the aviation industry to seek opportunities on the website, aircapitaloftheworld.com. For the first time in its history, a U.S. president will attend the annual March for Life.
President Trump is making the first appearance by a sitting president at the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. He has addressed the rally via video since 2018. Vice President Mike Pence attended the march in 2017, making him the first vice president to go in person. He also attended in person last year. This year's theme of the event is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman, and it culminates this evening with the Rose Dinner. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
GOP opposition will likely block the new Netflix tax in Kansas. Opposition from top Republican lawmakers in the state appears to have doomed Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's plan to tax streaming services, e-books, and movie and music downloads like most other states. The governor and fellow Democrats pitch it as basic fairness. Consumers who buy a DVD of their favorite Star Wars movie pay the state's 6.5% sales tax, but they don't if they stream the same movie or download it on a computer. But GOP lawmakers in Kansas strongly oppose the idea and say that it would have little public support. Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning said that it's, quote, dead on arrival. A former Kansas State University student is suing a bar in the Aggieville Entertainment District where she was raped nearly 2 years ago, alleging that it lacked adequate security. The lawsuit was filed this week in federal court, says the woman was at O'Malley's bar after midnight nearly 2 years ago, waiting for a friend to get off work. She had half a drink before stepping into the bar's restroom, where two men stepped in behind her when the door failed to lock. The suit says one man raped her while the other pinned her against a wall. A video on Twitter showing a member of the royal family apparently snubbing Vice President Mike Pence. Fox's Carly Shimkus with more.
Conspiracy theories are out in full force, and the question is, did Prince Charles deny the vice president a handshake because he doesn't like the Trump administration? And the answer to that question, according to both camps, is no. The vice president's press secretary said this is not true. VP and Prince Charles spoke prior to entering the event floor and after his remarks as well. And Buckingham Palace also responded, saying Prince Charles had a long and warm conversation with Pence before the ceremony.
The video on Twitter is also receiving backlash from supporters of the Trump administration. It's 6:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts. We got the full weather forecast for the weekend coming your way. And what is America's favorite holiday? We'll be talking about that coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on the traffic situation all morning long with Jad Chambers.
And this morning out there in traffic, well, the traffic conditions are not good in some places. We've got we had some precipitation yesterday, and so you could see some problem areas, especially the side streets. The residential streets, that sort of thing. The main streets in Wichita treated and looking a little bit better, but we've had those temperatures hovering around freezing, so you might see some areas of refreeze. Anything like that's going to be especially on those bridges and overpasses. That's a good day to take it easy, be a little bit more cautious than you might normally be, and so just leave yourself a little extra room and give yourself some extra time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at our weather forecast here on this Friday morning heading into the weekend with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are cloudy across south central Kansas this morning, but we will likely see a break in the clouds with some sunshine this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high 39. Clear tonight, our low 25, and then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky, 33 degrees with a wind chill 22 here on this Friday morning. Thanks for being with us. Of course, if you were out driving last night, you got a nice dose of snow and rain.
Yeah.
I went over to El Dorado for my nephew's basketball game, and I was driving in snow there and back last evening.
Wow. We got a lot more than I think we were expecting out of it. I was surprised when I woke up early this morning to get out here and found that I had to go out and, you know, brush the snow and then scrape the ice off of my car. I hadn't had to do that when we'd had all the really super wet stuff either of those days. Everything was pretty easy to get off of there. Today it was actually quite a bit more difficult. Ice was sort of crusted on, and it was under a layer of snow.
So we did have a little bit of weather, but that's all clearing out, and we're heading for a pretty nice weekend.
Should be pretty good.
Yeah, what, 46 tomorrow, 50 on Sunday? Nice.
Yeah, looking better.
So we'll get a little bit warmer weather coming our way this weekend. All right, is St. Valentine's Day actually America's favorite holiday?
One poll and e-commerce company Zulily surveying around 2,000 folks on their holiday habits, finding more Americans look forward to Valentine's Day than they do Christmas. 81% say they are passionate about February 14th, while 68% say they are eager about the festive season. When it comes to Valentine's, 51% plan to celebrate all things love with their kids, 59% with friends, and 28% with a fur baby. 33% admit they have taken Valentine's Day off from work to celebrate. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, so are you a big fan of St. Valentine's Day?
Not really.
Yeah, neither am I. I mean, I gotta say, in my case, it's because I've just don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I'm usually single around Valentine's Day, and when I'm not, I just wind up having to spend money.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
It is 6:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a big show here on this Friday morning. We have a couple of special guests in the 7 o'clock hour. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown will join us live from Miami, Florida, just about 1 hour from now to talk about the effort to stop smoking. And then at about 7:35 this morning, we'll check in with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers from New York City. And, boy, we'll talk to her about the doomsday clock and emotional support animals and whatever else she wants to talk about.
Emotional support animals. So,
and then, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, it's our weekly Friday morning visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, 9 days away from the Super Bowl. I'm sure Mitch will have some interesting things to talk about before the team all heads to Miami.
He always brings us something.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that'll be fun. And then also in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:45, we'll talk with John Whitmer, the host of the John Whitmer Show, and preview his Sunday night program. So,
wow, a lot of people joining us today.
We'll have a good morning here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. So, hey, don't miss a minute. Make sure you're listening the whole next 2 hours and 45 minutes. We'd love to have you here with us. Was it the handshake heard around the world? Well, not quite, but it was interesting. Got some tongues wagging, a spontaneous moment at the impeachment trial between two political rivals. It happened after House impeachment manager Adam Schiff finished an argument calling for President Trump to be convicted and removed from office. He was stopped outside the Senate chamber by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who shook his hand and complimented him on his presentation. Senator Graham has ridiculed the case against Trump and has criticized Schiff, but he said he also described Schiff as well-spoken and said he provided a rhetorical flourish in his presentation. For his part, Schiff said that he appreciated Graham's comments.
Oh.
So there we go.
Can't we all just get along?
It's 6:17 with Steve and Ted. He won an Emmy for playing the husband to the character Lacey in Cagney and Lacey. He also starred in the horror-themed soap opera Dark Shadows. Character actor John Carlin has passed away. Died this week of congestive heart failure in California. He was 86. Nintendo characters like Super Mario and Pokemon are getting their own playground. NBC Universal is going to open a fourth park at its location in Orlando in Florida, one of them entirely dedicated to Nintendo characters.
Wow.
The new park will open in 2023. It's part of a larger expansion at Universal Orlando that will double the size of the resort.
Oh, getting bigger out there.
I guess there's still property available in Central Florida, and another park is going up. It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do have college basketball this weekend. Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats all in action tomorrow. The Shocker men are home tomorrow at Coke Arena, 22nd-ranked Wichita State hosting Central Florida. Shocks have never lost to the Knights in men's basketball. Shocks with a record of 16-3. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Coke Arena. And you can listen to the Shockers, as always, on 103.7 KEYN. Meanwhile, KU and K-State are both in action tomorrow afternoon. The third-ranked Kansas Jayhawks are taking part in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, so going out of conference for Saturday. KU hosting the Volunteers of Tennessee in Lawrence tomorrow afternoon. ESPN College Game Day is going to be in Lawrence as well at Allen Fieldhouse. This is the eighth time that College Game Day has come for a Saturday to Lawrence, Kansas. It'll also be the 300th consecutive sellout at Allen Fieldhouse, a streak that now dates back 18 years. So you got Tennessee and third-ranked Kansas. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 3 o'clock in Lawrence, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Kansas State is also part of that SEC Big 12 Challenge. The Wildcats are on the road at Alabama, a team that is 7-1 on its home court this season. K-State has only won one road game all year, and the Wildcats are struggling. They've lost 7 of their last 9. K-State at Alabama, that'll tip off at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and that will be nationally televised on ESPN2. Women's basketball, those Shocker women, are on the road at Houston. Steve Strain will have coverage of the Shocker Ladies. 2 o'clock tip-off tomorrow afternoon, and that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Last night in women's basketball, nationally ranked Sterling wins on the road at St. Mary, 92-70. Sterling women ranked 19th in the nation, now with a record of 16-6. We are 9 days away from the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. But if you just can't get enough football fix and wait 9 days, you will have the Pro Bowl. The NFL's best of the best will be competing.
Sort of.
At 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Yeah, in air quotes. That'll be in Orlando, the Pro Bowl. And you can listen live to that on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM on Sunday afternoon. Of course, the Pro Bowl does not feature any Chiefs or 49ers.
No,
they're getting ready for the Super Bowl.
There were 6 or 7 selected, something like that.
But yeah, a lot of them. But everybody else, all the other teams will be competing in at the Pro Bowl on Sunday afternoon on Sports Radio KFH. And a couple birthdays today. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Atlee Hammaker, left-hander, 62 today. Pitched for the Kansas City Royals at one point in his career and even made a brief appearance with the Wichita Wranglers. The guy that was a one-time All-Star, and he won an ERA title along the way, too. Atlee Hammaker, former Royal, former Wrangler, 62 today. And a current member of the Kansas City Royals, one of my favorites, Whit Merrifield, is 31 years old today. He went to the All-Star game last year, and he's kind of become a fixture as one of the leaders in the big leagues in hits, triples, and stolen bases the last couple of seasons. Happy birthday to Whit Merrifield. He is 31 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, 622 here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.